Gonna talk about music for a second. As you probably all know, Don McLean wrote a song called American Pie about the day the music died. I recently heard the latest Limp Bizkit album, and I think Don McLean should write a new song called The Day the Music Was Dug Up and Violated in Every Major Orifice. And that is some shit. That is some god-awful shit. Hip rock is what it's called. Angry white man music. Ooh, I'm so angry. I want to break shit because I need my laughs. You know, Fred Durst, what a brilliant writer this guy is. Picked up that nookie to cookie rhyme and gave the world to get. Thanks, Fred. And it's bad enough that they're there, but there's all these other bands that sound just like them, so we've got this wave of crap today. It kind of reminds me of that 8th hair metal genre. In fact, that's just what it is. It's just rehashed, you know. Limp Bizkit is this generation's White Snake. That's all it is. Red Durst is our David Coverdale. That's right. Kid Rock, Winger. Kid Winger. You can go down the line. Corn Slaughter. You know, you can keep doing it. I think Linkin Park, I don't know, Striper, whatever, Europe, man, other music, I hate when people protest, like when they protest Marilyn Manson, because of the whole, anytime there's a shooting, you know, it's Marilyn, you know, when he causes kids to kill, they don't protest him for being unoriginal, hello King Diamond, Alice Cooper, you know, and they protest that, but nobody protests Britney Spears turning girls to dress skanky, do they? Oh yeah, she's a virgin, but she dresses in outfits that prostitutes would wear because they don't look cheap. That's kind of disturbing that there are 12 and 13-year-old girls listening to that, and also boy bands, which, let's face it, they ain't boys, all right? Some of those guys are older than me. Not boy bands, they're creepy singing pedophiles. That's what they are. Oh, sure, yeah. They'll, at a concert, sit 3 feet in front of a 12-year-old girl and sing to them, and they're superstars. And I do it outside their bedroom window. I'm a pervert. But that seems fair. Here's another thing. I'm going to go a little local here. There's a lot of great local music. But the only person you read about in the Chronicle every week is Bob Schneider. This is the thing about Bob Schneider. He used to be in two bands. And they're all right. They start dating Sandra Bullock. Now he's at four. I don't understand that. How does dating Sandra Bullock give you music cred? You know? She doesn't have the best taste in the world, the best judgment in the world. She was in Speed 2, a movie so bad Keanu Reeves wouldn't do it. Hope Floats? Yes, what a shit, Sandra. Pick a better movie. My God, do you have an agent? I mean, I understand that Bob's in the Chronicle every week. I don't be in the Chronicle every week, too, if I was taking Sandra Bullock. Yep, I did. Yep. Going back to the Marilyn Manson causes kids to kill. I don't understand, you know, why do when kids kill each other, it's rock and roll's fault, but when an adult shoots another adult every day in this country, nobody says shit about Kenny G. That's a double standard, I think. I think it's time Celine Dion's got a little bit of heat from that Titanic song they keep playing. Because you hear you want to buy a gun and drive to Canada. So the question comes up, what's wrong with our kids today? Nothing. They're teenagers. They're screwed up. I think the problem is the guns are getting better. That's why there's more incidences. I mean, I'm sure there were kids that snapped in the 1700s, but, you know, they had muskets. Come on. Really big shooting spree, really.